We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The marching band from Newnan High School bringing us back into the 10 o'clock hour on this Friday night. The High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. So glad you've been with us. Hope you've been with us with some of the night. But maybe you've been at your game and you're headed home. And hope you will have a chance to enjoy our updates. And if you want to share some pictures, always can share pictures with us at HS Sports, at HS Sports 929. That's our new Twitter page that we have for our show, High School Scoreboard Show, and Shadows, and we'll move them along. Let everybody see if you're having fun at your games tonight. Was it homecoming tonight?
Homecoming, some places, yeah.
Was it senior night tonight?
Yeah, a few senior nights. You're seeing them early.
So. You see them early because the last couple of years we weren't sure we were going to get senior night in, so we have senior night whenever we feel like it now. It used to always be the last home game.
Yeah, for 100 years.
Yeah.
But now, like a lot of things in the world, COVID made us do this, and we're like, oh, that's not too bad. We'll keep doing it. So you still see some senior nights. I think most people still do senior night at the very end, but, yeah, you'll see a few sprinkled in when they can, and they have a home game available to do it. And
yeah.
Anytime you honor the seniors, Sam, it's about that. I mean, look at the excitement these school days guests have. We're talking about guys been in the NFL. Everybody we've talked to has been a big-time player.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the excitement they get talking about their senior year and stuff. So, you know, anytime we can recognize the seniors, first game, middle game, last game, that's a good time.
Yeah. Got some updated scores. We talked about the game earlier with Carver having a lead for a time on Buford. Not anymore. End of third quarter, they headed to the fourth quarter, and Buford's up 37-16.
You think Coach App had a few words at halftime?
Just may have had one or two.
I think Coach.
Just may have had one or two words.
There may have been some manhood challenge.
Yeah, a little something in, the locker room there. They come back out for the second half, and it's different right now. LaGrange and Stars Mill tied at 17 with a little over 2 minutes to play.
Man, Coach Glisson may have to give us an update on that one. That was a good one.
He's watching a good one. Right now, is this a final score? No, we got 9:44 left in the fourth quarter. Parkview's up on St. Pius. 31-14 is that score.
Parkview's got a really good team. We've known that all year. They were going to be. They've got a really good team. Habersham Central beats Forsyth Central tonight, 28-21. Habersham Central, congratulations to Habersham Central on the win. Yeah. How about this one? This is a shocker to me a little, I guess. Marist over Blessed Trinity, 21-17.
Wow.
Marist was behind all game.
They were behind.
And I'll never count out Coach Chadwick's team at Marist.
You really don't do that.
21-17, Marist with the win. That's a big win. That's a rivalry, you know.
Yeah, it is.
That's a real rivalry.
Like you said, that game has decided the state championship.
Yeah, now they're just in different classifications, so they play now. Big win for Coach Chadwick and Marist.
Yeah.
Wayne County, 28-7 winners over Statesboro. My buddy Jay Bo Shaw, up 3-1. Wayne County had won one game in the last 2 years or something like that.
Well, he's got them rolling.
He got them rolling.
He's got them rolling in the right direction. Miller Grove, and they just scored 80 yards under 3 minutes. They tied the game up 28-all with a minute 48 to go.
Central Gwinnett got the ball.
Central Gwinnett, yeah.
All right, Coach Harrell, no distractions. A minute 30, let's go.
It's homecoming. It's
Miller
homecoming.
Grove, you got to hold them. This is what it's all about, Sam. That's the fun time, man. Miller Grove just scored. They're excited. Now they got to go out there and get a stop. Central Gwinnett's all down that they let them tie it up. They got to get composure, get out and try to go win the game. You know, you don't see as many of those moments in high school that you see in college and NFL where it seems like most games come down like that. But it's really exciting when you get that.
Yeah.
Oconee lost in overtime. Burke County with the win.
Burke County got them in overtime.
But both teams learned a lot about themselves in that game, Sam. I mean, yeah, nobody wants to lose. But a great win for Burke County. They're able to win a game in overtime. Coach Parker, congratulations. And then a tough loss for Oconee, but you learn a lot about what you got against one of the best teams in the state. So
yeah, yep, and obviously a tough place to get a win. You know, going to Burke County and getting a win down there is always tough.
You've been there.
I have been down there. That's a tough place. Brookstone 33, Mount Zion 10, final score in that game. Headed to the fourth quarter, 38-23. That is with Kennesaw Mountain with the lead over Harrison.
Let me tell you somebody you might want to look at for you. I know you highlight people during the week. Loganville. Loganville has not struggled, is not the right word. They just have won a medium amount of games for the last several years. And they're sitting at 5-0 after a win tonight.
Whoa.
They're 5-0. They beat Winder Barrow, a good Winder Barrow team, 27-14. Loganville 5-0 for the first time in a while. That's the team to keep an eye on, Sam. They got some tough games coming up, but they're really getting the ball rolling there at Loganville. They do a good job.
They are. They're off and having a great season. And final in overtime, Northside Warner Robins 20, North Cobb 17.
Yo, hit that horn, hit that thing, Dylan. That's worthy of it.
We do that. Man, Northside Warner.
So we're sitting at the Corky Kell luncheon.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And our guys are there, Garrett and Day Day and them. And he said, Who's the team in 7A? You know, wasn't Collins? Everybody knew Collins Hill was kind of. I said, might be North Cobb. That might be the best team of all of them. That's who Northside beat. The quarterback's out on, but I mean, I'm putting that in perspective now.
Yeah, because there's a whole lot more talent on that team now.
I mean, I thought they might have had the best one team in the whole state.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, congratulations. That's a great win. Northside, was that game in Cobb County?
Yeah, in Ackworth.
In Ackworth. So you got to come up from Warner Robins all the way to Ackworth, get you a win. That's a fun roast ride back.
Yeah. Yep.
We might need to talk to Coach Alligood. We might need to ask him if he got them lights on.
Lights on. Hold the way back home.
That's a good win.
That is a very
great guy. Great program. Ton of respect for Northside. Love those guys. Congratulations to them on the win.
Man, so got that win. Headed to overtime now. We're talking about LaGrange and Stars Mill. Tied at 17.
I think that tells you both teams pretty good.
Isn't that something?
And like Coach Glisson said, you know, Troop and Whitewater in that same region. Riverdale's in that region.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure Riverdale, Troop, Whitewater, Stars Mill, LaGrange, at least one of them not making the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Only four can make it. That's what Coach Glisson was talking about. Some good ball getting played in that region this year.
Denmark. Final score, Denmark 17, Pebblebrook 14.
Mm-hmm. Nice win for Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Pebblebrook's got, I think they're 2-3 on the year. Not probably the record they want to have, but they're not. But they're good. They're good. They're just tough schedule coming out the gate. They're going to keep playing. Look, that's the there's a victim in being good, Sam. I know this is both schools I was the head coach at really struggled before I got there, and we really did start winning when I got there. And we did have schedules that people wanted to play the team that just went 0-10. So we had people wanting to play us, and then you become a victim of that.
Right.
You know, Pembroke had a great team last year. And nobody, you know, they just weren't able to schedule folks other than – you know, Denmark and South Gwinnett and some of the teams they've lost to. But the Pebblebrook supporters out there don't need to be alarmed.
No.
Pebblebrook is a good team. They're going to be all right.
They're a good team, very talented team.
But congrats to Denmark. That's a nice win today.
That is a great win for them to go and get that win over a very talented Pebblebrook team. As we look at some more scores and follow some things, 7:36 to play in the game, and East Coweta is up 49-21 on Lowndes. Shapes up to be a pretty long ride back to South Georgia for the Vikings.
Yeah, that's an awesome win for East Coweta. I'll just focus on that. That could be an awesome win for East Coweta, a program-building win. I mean, East Coweta's always been good now. Don't get me wrong. They've got a great program and have for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've not been able to compete at that top level of 7A, and Lowndes is – one of the top levels of 7A.
Yeah.
It's a nice win.
Every year. Every year.
Mike Bell would be excited about that.
Yeah, he would be.
I don't know if he's excited about this Florida State game, but he'd be excited about that.
What's this? All right, we got some updates. Let's go ahead, update. Which one are we going to go to first? All right, let's do Simone has an update for us from her game up in North Fulton.
This is a live sideline report.
It has been all Milton Eagles in the third quarter as they now lead the Alpharetta Raiders 30-21 at the end of the third quarter. Now, how did we get here? Well, it was a bunch of scores. The Eagles quarterback, Luke Nickel, threw a pair of touchdown passes this quarter. One was to senior receiver Wyatt Nave, who went about 40 yards downfield for the score. And y'all, please do not quote me on that 40 yards. He went far. How about that? The second one was to senior tight end Wyatt Smalley. Now, it's two Wyatts out here making plays. One Nave, one Smalley. Now, Wyatt Nave scored a touchdown. He returned a punt for the final touchdown of the quarter. On the other side of the ball, the Raiders quarterback Ben Guthrie threw his third touchdown pass of the night. It was another beautiful deep ball, this time to Kenyon Pipe. Guys, this is the third receiver that Ben Guthrie has found tonight for a touchdown pass. Three touchdown passes to three different receivers. Oh, and Ben Guthrie, he also kicks too. He has been punting the ball, a quarterback who punts. Where do you find that? But guys, we're here in the fourth quarter now. The Milton Eagles up 30-21 over the Alpharetta Raiders. I am Simone Stanley reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Chris, back to you guys.
Thanks a lot. Things really picked up at that particular game. And Simone is a really good one with Alpharetta taking on Milton up on the north side of town. We got an update from Day Day as well. We got Eric Slaughter out at Rockdale.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. Eric Slaughter here, and I'm here with head coach Edgar Carson of the Lovejoy Wildcats in an impressive showing by his team tonight. Final score, 55-0 over the Rockdale County Bulldogs. Coach Carson, you came in tonight on a brief two-game losing streak, lost your last game against South Atlanta by a narrow margin. You got your guys up to play tonight. Talk about your week of practice and how you were so prepared to come in here tonight.
Well, we started off practice Monday was pretty good, but Tuesday practice was a little sluggish, so we had to kind of regroup. Wednesday, the kids came back out. They practiced pretty hard. Thursday, everything was crisp yesterday. Just proud of the win we got. You know, that put us at 2-0 in the region. Going into the bye week, wanting to get off that two-game skid we had. We just had that two-game losing streak. But we did play two good opponents. The kids came and played a heck of a game tonight. Hope that momentum carries on to the next game.
Talking about that 2-0 start in region play, the Region 3 of 6A is a completely rearranged region, and now you are sitting on top with everyone looking at you. Talk about the importance of getting off to a great start in region play as it will carry you through the rest of your season.
Well, we played Monday's meal the first game. That was our first region game. That's always the Big Cat Classic, so the kids were up for that game. We was able to get that region win. Coach Lee Hound does a good job over here at Rockdale. I think they're a little young right now, but they'll keep fighting. So that put us at 2-0 in the region. We got a big one in 2 weeks against Woodward Academy. So hopefully we can get healthy and get ready for Woodward Academy.
Talk about the dominant player on the field. I'm going to talk about on the defensive side of the ball because you were all over their running backs. They really couldn't get their offense going. When they tried to go down the field and through the air game, your defensive backs had great coverage. Talk about some of the great play on that side of the ball.
Well, up front, we got a plethora of guys. Justin Etheridge, it's led by Justin Etheridge and Aiden Bennett.
That's number 12, right?
12 is Justin
Etheridge. Oh, man, he's all over the place.
Aiden Bennett, number 9. Those are all key guys up front on defense. Jai King, Antonio Smith. Linebacker play went well last week, so those guys came back tonight and played well. Said we made a couple changes in the secondary, but all in all, they did a good job.
Last question with you here, Coach, and I'm gonna change up a little bit. There's three phases to the game of football: offense, defense, special teams. And your special teams did great tonight. Had a block punt in the first quarter that got you 6 points, but your field goal kicker was a great weapon for you. I think he was, what, 2 out of 2 on his field goals, perfect on his PATs. Talk about the specialness of your special teams and how good it is for you to have that offensive weapon in your field goal kicker.
So, Hernan, he's a freshman. He's a freshman.
Wow.
We're looking for big things for him in the future. Like I said, this is only his fifth game. He came out and did a heck of a job there. I thought kickoff, coverage was well today. I think we did let one get away where we had to tackle it. But all in all, special team did a good job. We did play three phases of the game tonight.
Well, 3-2 now on the season, 2-0 in region play. Got a good bye week to get ready for Woodward Academy. Head coach Edgar Carson of the Lovejoy Wildcats. I wouldn't want to run into him, not with what I saw tonight. We'll take keep an eye on him throughout the season. We'll go back to the studio with Sam and Chris. But it's been a great night here, and we're going home early, thankful to the Wildcats. Good night. Thanks, Coach.
Right, thank you.
Thanks a lot to Eric and to Coach Carson for that, spending some time with us there after Lovejoy getting the win out at Rockdale County. Of course, Eric leaves with whatever, with the chicken, the grilled chicken sandwich, right? He's taking that with him. I think that's
barbecue. Grilled barbecue chicken
grilled
sandwich.
Barbecue.
Got that in the barbecue.
Sandwich. Okay. All right. Yeah. From Rockdale. There's something to remember on the menu if you end up going to a game there this season. All right, folks. Coming up later, if you missed our interview that came up earlier for school days, Marcus McNeil from his Cedar Grove standout, playing NFL Pro Bowler and All-American at Auburn. You don't want to miss it. We're going to bring that back for you later on this hour. But up next, we're going to check in with Jeff Hood. He's just got through calling the Monroe area, Morgan County game. He keeps an eye on things in the Athens-Oconee area for our Around Metro segment. That's coming up next here on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Keeping it local with the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sounds of the Warner Robins High School Marching Band in the background. We welcome you back inside High School Scoreboard Show on this very pleasant Friday night. But night when it felt like football. Started feeling like that, you know. But is it cold enough to start doing the hot chocolate?
Not yet.
Not yet.
You got to get that might be your October thing. You wanted homecoming to be in October?
Yeah.
Homecoming is when you can play somebody might have a chance against.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate, we can get to October.
It's definitely too early for hot chocolate.
Okay.
Anytime yet.
But they have a homecoming.
I'm that you, See, I can understand the homecoming thing, but it's still you can walk out in t-shirt and shorts and you still be fine. That's how you know it's way too early for hot chocolate. You at least gotta have some boots on before you start selling hot chocolate. Have to wear some boots first, Sam.
Where's the best hot chocolate?
I don't know. That's what we'll find out. It's got a little bit cold. In a couple more weeks, you know, be a little bit cold. You have to wear a little sweater at night or whatnot. You know, some people may have sweater tonight.
The concession stand is a business, you know.
It really is.
They bring in these waters and they sell them like it's going out of style. And then as the waters don't sell as quickly, you got to start cranking up that hot chocolate.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works. Supply and demand.
How about that? Yeah, we change from something we want a cold drink, we want something warm, and we have it all figured out at the concession stand at the games on Friday night.
I got one. Hold on.
Which one you got? Which you got?
Dutchtown, 14, Warner Robins 7.
Whoa.
Dutchtown.
That's a win. Dutchtown.
Over Warner Robins.
Coach Battle.
You think it's a good day at Northside today? They beat North Time, Warner Robins lost.
Yeah, I think the bus trip home is going to be real good for those guys.
Congrats to Dutchtown. You know, all the Henry schools got put in that region with Warner Robins, all terrified of them probably.
Yeah.
Not Dutchtown.
No.
Coach Battle, you know, from up here at Mays.
Right.
Moved down to Dutchtown, first year down there. I saw a picture of Dutchtown on Twitter. They had the whole team dressed up in the same suit. I don't know who made that happen. But
okay.
It was just an impressive picture. A picture doesn't always tell you everything, but I was impressed.
Yeah.
And it's really nice when the kids can see that come out in the game.
Right.
Beat a team like Warner Robins. This is the multiple state champion of that classification.
Yeah.
14-7. How about
that?
That's
Dutchtown. A big win for Dutchtown tonight.
Our friend Kelly Smith is fired up.
Oh, yes, she is. You know she is.
She's letting me know right now.
Big
She's fired
time,
up.
Big time. Big time. All right. Final score we have with the report. Monroe area 37, Morgan County 13. The guy who was taking it all in was Jeff Hood. Joins us now. And welcome to Sports Radio 92.9, the game over there with WMOQ tonight. Jeff Hood's calling the game, but he's also an official, Chris.
He called the game and he was an official?
But he couldn't be an official because he's calling the game tonight.
Oh, he didn't do both at the same time.
And Jeff, did you do both tonight?
No, I didn't do both. ironically, I officiated the junior varsity game last night. But, yeah, I'm an official, and I'm right now just doing non-varsity games. And then the broadcast booth on Friday nights. And, yeah, I'm over here at the Purple Pit in Monroe. And, no, we are not serving hot chocolate over here, Sam. We got Coke and popcorn, and we're all wearing shorts and tank tops over here. It's beautiful weather.
It's always 72 in the Kia studio, so me and Sam get a little confused on what's going on out there. But that's great.
Really,
that's great.
Really. Talk about your game tonight. Talk about Monroe area. They've played really well the last few seasons.
Yeah, we had a packed stadium here in Walton County in Monroe, and it was a close game until early in the fourth quarter. Then Monroe area pulled away, and they wound up with a big 37-13 win over the Morgan County Bulldogs. What's interesting about Monroe area, they were 1-3 coming into the game, but I would argue they were one of the best 1-3 teams in the state, all non-region games at this point. They lost that crazy game to start the season against Loganville. On a play that went viral in four overtimes with the Loganville player had the pass where he had his back to the line of scrimmage and he just threw it over his back and miraculously they caught it to win. They lost that one. Loganville's undefeated. They lost to Gainesville. They had Gainesville. They battled Gainesville and they're still undefeated. And then they lost, their third loss was to Prince Avenue, who's number one in Class A Division One. And Prince Avenue had a big win tonight against Elka. So this Monroe team may be one to watch as they'll get into their region play in AAA here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a tough region. They've got Stevens County's good this year, Oconee County, Monroe area, all in that area. Great, great region play out there. Monroe area has one of the tougher schedules anywhere, so you're exactly right about that. What was the key to the game?
Well, ultimately, Morgan County had two costly turnovers, an interception and then a fumble, and it was a scoop and a score. It was just too much to overcome. And Monroe they kind of controlled the clock there in the fourth quarter, pulled away. And I will add that this is the 400th win in the history of the football program at Monroe, so they were celebrating that milestone tonight over here in Walton County.
Congratulations to them. That's a nice night for them, Sam.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, we talk about Walton County. We're talking about the Loganville team. Tell us what has made this Loganville team come out to such a great start.
Yeah, you know, they're opportunistic. They had to pull, you know, Rabbit out of the hat there to beat their rival Monroe in the opening week in four overtimes. And they're just on a roll right now. They got, you know, a lot of momentum, and they had a big win tonight over Winder Barrow. And so they are rolling as they begin their region play. And you know, we cover not only the Walton area, County area teams, but we cover Oconee, Morgan, and then Clark County. And Oconee tonight, North Oconee, who is a power in Quad A, they had a big win 42-0 over Madison County. But then Oconee County in AAA, they had to go down to Waynesboro. And, Sam, I know you know where that is, below Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
All the way down to Burke County, and they lost a thriller by a touchdown in overtime.
Yeah, it's a great ball played in Oconee County now. And Walton County having these teams playing well. Logan, you know, remember Sam Loganville's the one that threw the ball over the guy's head backwards and all that. Yeah,
right.
we had that highlighted here many times. But Oconee County and North Oconee really have emerged as teams in that area. What's going to be the key for North Oconee or Oconee County getting deep in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, and I think you guys were mentioning, you know, Monroe area and the tough region, and Oconee County is in that region. Mm-hmm. That is Region 8 out of AAA. You got Oconee County, Monroe area, Franklin County, Hart County, Hebron Christian, and then some people say the team to beat may be Stevens County.
Yeah.
That is a rugged region. Oconee County has made it to the state finals a couple of times here in the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, their coach Travis Nolan went to Jefferson, and they've got the former Jefferson coach via Flowery Branch, Ben Hall, at Oconee County. And they produce some great players. They got one on their roster now that's going to LSU on the defense, a linebacker, Whit Week. So it's going to be interesting to see. There's going to be some great matchups for Oconee County coming up with some powerhouses in 8AAA. And then you move up to Quad A. Todd Holcomb in the Georgia High School Football Daily has North Oconee ranked number 2 in the state. And they're a consensus top 5. And I tell you, Cedar Grove is a power. Benedictine's got 2 losses against 2 really good teams. And that's going to be interesting. I really think North Oconee's going to run the table in the regular season and most likely is going to go deep in the playoffs in Quad A. So keep an eye on North Oconee as we get closer to the postseason here later on in the year.
Spending some time with Jeff Hood, of course, is keeping an eye on things over in Walton County, Oconee County, and also Clark County. Prince Avenue going down to Eagles Landing Christian tonight. Talk a little bit about this Prince Avenue team.
Yeah, we had them on our radio broadcast last week when they squeaked by Monroe area. They've got some players at the skill position. Aaron Filo, the fine quarterback, he's a junior being recruited by everybody. He puts up big numbers, and he's got 2 receivers that are lightning fast, Bailey Stockton and Ethan Christian. So he's got some weapons to work with. And I was a little concerned, you know, Eagles Landing, you know, they've been a perennial power. They may be down a little bit now, but anytime you got to go into their place down in Elka, you're going to have a battle. But a big win tonight for Coach Greg Vandegrift, and you know that name because his son is one of the quarterbacks over at UGA.
Oh yeah,
Brock Vandegrift. Mm-hmm. But a huge win for the Wolverines. They stay undefeated, Sam and Chris, tonight and play around the state.
Grant,
yeah, they're going to be one of the best teams, Sam. I'll tell you what Jeff does. He covers a lot of teams, going to play a lot of football games when there is some hot chocolate. We jumping the gun on that hot chocolate, but he's covered a lot of teams that are going to play when there's a lot of hot chocolate.
They're going to be going late into the season and into the postseason. Clark Central played in South Forsyth tonight. What have you seen so far from the Clark Central team this year?
You know, I think Coach Perno, I've talked to him. He's got some athletes over there just trying to put it all together. And I really think, you know, he'll do it. I'll be honest, when they hired Coach Perno 7 or 8 years ago, I thought it was like an April Fool's Day joke. I mean, I'm like, this guy's the former UGA baseball coach. What in the world is he doing coaching a high school football team? But he's done a really good job over there. And, you know, just still trying to put all the pieces together and get them deep in the playoffs, because we know that Clark Central, you know, historically, they've been a power. You know, if you go back in the day of Billy Henderson, and, you know, just so much rich history with that program. And And I think that was a great hire. You know, Perna's going to get it done. And the last score I'd heard, they had a battle over at Billy Henderson Stadium. I guess they still call it Death Valley, too. Yep. They were knotted up at 34 with South Forsyth. And then tip of the cap to Cedar, to their crosstown rival, Cedar Shoals, the Jaguars. They went into Walnut Grove over here in Walton County tonight and knocked off an undefeated Walnut Grove team. So that's a big win for Coach Leroy Riles, who has been around the state. I mean, he's coached at Clark Central. He was down in Thomasville. Now he's at Cedar Shoals. He's an outstanding coach, and he's just trying to get the pieces together for Cedar Shoals. And the other team that we cover in Clark County is, and they're really in Oconee, but Athens Academy, and they were idle tonight. They've got a young team. They've been good the last few years. But I think you're going to see them step up toward the end of the season and make a run at the playoffs.
Fantastic, 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 Jeff. You got your eye. Which one you have next? Are you going to keep it on next Friday night?
You know, we try to mix it up, Sam. And so we are actually going to go over to Social Circle.
Oh man!
To watch Lamar County come in, and that means we are going to get to see a future University of Georgia running back, C.J. Allen, and I am stoked about that. I've seen a little film on them. They run the ball, and this guy's the real deal. So Social Circle is going to have a battle on their hands next week when C.J. Allen and the Lamar County Trojans out of Barnesville come to town.
Yeah, I can second that, Sam. I saw a picture of this young man.
Yeah.
This is a good-looking young man. This does not look like a high school student running that thing. So, yeah, he's in for a treat.
All right. All right. Well, we thank you for checking in with us tonight after watching a very fine performance there in Monroe area and getting us up to speed on happening throughout that region. Jeff, we thanks so much. We may check back in with you later on this season.
That sounds great, guys. And thanks for all you do for covering high school football. And hopefully here in about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll get us some hot chocolate at a Friday night football game.
Yeah, let us know.
All right.
Yes, we'll do it.
All right.
Have a good evening.
You too, now. Thanks a lot. That's Jeff Hood checking in with us, letting us know what's happening. A lot of good football we played over that area. He rattled off some really impressive teams with some wins tonight. But these are some teams that are going to be a factor late into the season and into the postseason.
Yeah, you know how we do our school day shows, and there's a lot of 90s, 80s, 2000s players that talk about how Gwinnett County wasn't this, and now it's this. And you might be seeing that heading that way. You know, that area past Gwinnett going toward Athens, some really good ball. Not that those teams weren't good before, but they seem to be more elite now. North Oconee, Oconee County, you know, Prince Avenue. These are teams that year in, year out are at the top.
Yeah,
and I think that's going to continue. I think you're going to see more teams like that. So he's got a good coverage area.
Yeah, he does. Sure. Yeah, he does. Fantastic football. We thank him so much. Thank you for checking in with us.
Hey, okay. The Dragons won.
They won.
Homecoming. Got the win. Dragons.
Not distracted.
Not well, maybe distracted a little, but they got the win. they had more points than the other team.
They got the win. Folks, top of the hour, we're going to check in with more scores and have more updates for you. But in case you missed it earlier, Marcus McNeil, Cedar Grove alum, a former San Diego Charger, All-American at Auburn, join us to talk about his school days. It's a great conversation, and it's coming your way next here on the Friday night. It's the High School Scoreboard Show, your High School Scoreboard Show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're welcoming Marcus McNeil into the High School Scoreboard Show. You're on now with Sam and Chris. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show, Marcus.
Hey, what's up, Sam? What's up, Chris?
How's it going, Marcus? We're glad to have you.
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Y'all living the life, Friday Night Lights, baby.
That's right, Friday Night Lights. Cedar Grove a little different now than it was when you play. You guys had a good team, but now nationally good. How's that make you feel?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, proud. You know what I'm saying? I'm a saint forever, baby. So, you know, I always love to see them doing good, man. And over the past couple of years, I've had a great time of being able to go and watch them get some state championships, man, and kind of fend off some of those Southwest DeKalb Panthers that used to always talk that noise about Quincy Carter and they bunch.
I knew it was going there. I didn't know how long it was going to take them to
two
get
minutes.
There.
Who had less than two
less
minutes?
Less than 2 minutes. You already talked about Southwest DeKalb.
Hey, you know what it did, baby.
We spent the time with Marcus McNeil, who was a Super 11 with the AJC during his time at Cedar Grove. Talk about the rivalries and talk about you're playing football in DeKalb County at that time. There were a lot of good players and some really good teams.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, the rivalries and stuff around DeKalb County were always ones that, you know, we look forward to. You know, you play football with guys growing up, you know, in the parks, Gresham Park, Glenwood Hills, DYJ, you know, and we all go our separate ways in high school. But you always know who you're playing against. So, you know, those games on Friday nights were, you know, as big as NFL or college football games to us. And it's really where it all started at, you know. So those games, man, were like no other. We were always a 3A school. So whenever we got a chance to play a school that was ranked above us, you know, like a Southwest DeKalb. Well, I didn't play Southwest. We played Stevenson. We got a chance to play Stevenson. That was a big game for us, you know, McNair, just all the way around the board, man. DeKalb kind of just had so much talent that, you know, we just had a fun time playing every weekend.
Marcus, what single moment stands out as the best moment or your favorite moment from your time playing at Cedar Grove?
Oh, man, that's easy. That's easy. Let me set the stage for you real quick. Well, we played the number 3 Stevenson Jaguars. You know, we a small unranked 3A team at the time. You know, nobody really gave us a chance. Well, we playing over at Memorial Stadium is what they used to call it, over mm-hmm. Memorial Drive. they changed it up a little bit now, but we were the underdogs. You know, we weren't ranked in 3A. You know, Stevenson had a lot. They had Reggie Ball, you know, they had two or three Craig Lumpkin. They had DeMario Mentor, guys that went to Georgia Tech. So they were full of D1 talent. But, man, we came in there, you know, overmatched, and we weren't undersized because we had a 300-pound line. But we were trying to figure out how to get some offense going because our running backs were down. So I remember talking to my dad, and I was like, Dad, why, man, y'all just give me the ball. Let me do something, you know. So the game is tight. They were like, all right, we're going to see what we can do. So we had a plan, and the game is tight. So I come back out of halftime, and they throw me a number 90 instead of the 73 that y'all see me rocking all the way to the NFL. They throw me a number 90 jersey on so I could be an eligible receiver. Man, they line me up in the backfield, man, and tell me just to go up the seam, baby. You know what I'm saying? They throw me a couple of balls, man. I scored once, you know what I'm saying? Had another about 50-yard catch, you know, probably about two catches for a buck 10. You know, we can go pull it up now. They got Google. You know what I'm saying? so, and then we ended up beating the number 3 team in the state at the time, the Stevenson Jaguars, you know, on a couple of those catches that I made, man. But that was probably that was a highlight of my senior season. You know, the first and only touchdown I caught in the game, you know. So
they might should have thrown you a few more, Marcus.
We tried to do it again against Mays, but I think they were prepared for it. They saw me put the number 90 jersey on, like I came out like Superman. And they were like, hey, they throwing it to him. So,
well, here's the thing.
Again, you know, one-on-one coverage, I got tackled by 8 of them.
Nobody wants to tackle him. I'm just telling you.
I know.
If you can get him the ball, nobody wants to tackle this Super 11 O-lineman. But I'm glad that even the elite O-linemen, even the guys that go to SEC and NFL, they just like all the other O-linemen I coach, they always want the football. They always think they can run it.
Hey, man. Hey, I knew I could run. I the ball in my hand. I was lobbying to try and get me a punt return or a kickoff return at one time. But they were like, hey, calm down, calm down.
Folks, we're spending time with Marcus McNeil. Obviously, a two-time Pro Bowler with the Chargers and All-American, two-time All-American at Auburn University. And but before all that, he was at Cedar Grove in DeKalb County. And I guess, you know, this area is so well-recruited. Marcus, thoughts about the guys who are playing now on Friday nights, not just at Cedar Grove, but all around the area. Some of them are being recruited. What are your wish for them, you know, and what advice do you have to pass along to them?
I think the best advice that I have to pass along to the next generation, because I love what they're doing. You know, I don't want them to try and be me or, you know, I want them to be themselves, you know, create their own path and find their own way. But in doing that, be prepared to step up on each level of football you go up to. We all aspire to make it to the NFL. And we know everybody can't make it there. But at the same time, going from high school to college, you have to prepare yourself mentally and physically to reestablish yourself as a great player on every level. So when you finish your high school career, you go into college, you know, not with this badge of honor, like I'm the best, you know, player from my town. I'm the best player in the state, all that. You have to prove yourself again. You know, you have to go and strap it on again. You know, really get dirty, really get down there and play football the way it's supposed to be played so that you can rise to the top like cream, like you're supposed to be. All the kids in the CAD County, man, are so talented right now. To be honest, this generation is, I see so much talent, you know, more talent than what we had even growing up because they train a lot earlier. They're getting into football a lot earlier than we did. You know, it was just a game for us. And now, you know, they're taking it so serious that I think it's raising the level of play across the board. So I'm excited about these guys, but just be prepared to step it up each level you go to.
That's 100% accurate. The talent is so much different now, in part because of the training and what they expected. But Marcus, when did you know you were going to be, you know, an SEC, a big time player? I think people are identifying them way younger now. When did you know?
I mean, when did I know?
When they
I
offered knew, you, right?
I knew from yeah. If you're an athlete, you know from the get go. You know, it's a mentality that you have to have. You know, and not just a mentality, but you got to have that competitive edge. You know, you have to be competitive. You have to want to win. You have to want to be the best. You know, so I think it just kind of progressed with me through my whole life. You know, from watching, you know, TV on the couch or football games, you know, on Thanksgiving with my uncles and my dad, you know, and all my family, and seeing and wanting to be there. So I visualized it first, you know, mentally, you know, the catches I wanted to make, the runs, how I wanted to hit somebody, you know. And then I just kept on seeing myself in that light my whole life, you know. So it was a natural progression for me the whole way. You know, it was just like I said before, every time I took a step to the next stage, now I had to reassess where I was at, you know, figure out how I could get better, and then raise my play to match where I was at. So, you know, it was just a constant growth going on in my game.
Well, we're spending time on school days tonight, spending some time with Marcus McNeil, and he is social. You can find him on Twitter at MarcusMcNeil73. Still loves that number, 73. Marcus McNeil, yeah, 73.
Coach Tuberville should have put him in that 90 and thrown him the ball a couple times.
Hey, man, I was trying. Believe me, I lobbied there where I went. I lobbied there. You know, Tub didn't want trying to hit. It was probably because we had as much talent. We had Ronnie Brown, you know, Carnell Williams, Brandon Jacobs in the backfield. They ain't thinking about getting me the ball. They trying to divide the pie between them. So I don't think I made it there. And then when I made it to the NFL and they finally put the tackle eligible in, I think I danced so hard at when I scored during training camp, that they were like, "Nah, we can't throw him the ball. That's gonna be 15 yards automatic. That's an automatic 15-yard penalty." So I think I scratched my own name off that list.
Marcus, there are a lot of guys who've come through the halls of Cedar Grove who look to duplicate what you did this spring. Not one, but two Cedar Grove alums who drafted to play for the Atlanta Falcons to get to play in the National Football League here in their hometown. And their cousins, Justin Schaefer and D'Angelo Malone. Everyone out there is so, so proud of these young people. Thoughts about that, you know, not just, you know, to play in your hometown, but you got your kinfolk out there with you.
Well, man, it ain't nothing. I felt like a proud daddy or uncle when both of them got drafted. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, one thing you got to know about Cedar Grove, we a family, man. Same pride forever, you know. To see those guys, you know, I think they were actually on the first, you know what I'm saying, Cedar Grove team that won the state championship. And I remember going to talk to those guys, you know, halftime and just to see them go from, you know, these boys to now growing up to a man and being able to make it to the NFL, it's nothing better. And Debo, that's what we call him over there, you know what I'm saying, Malone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Debo has been balling out, you know what I'm saying, and I want to see him continue to do what he's doing. Justin Schaefer is probably one of the most, you know, hardworking offensive linemen that I know. And not even only that, he's just a great teammate. You know, he sat there at Georgia and waited his turn, you know, to get his chance to play. Mm-hmm. And what did he end up with? A national championship at UGA. I have so much respect for that young man because so many times I see guys go to certain colleges or schools, and when it's not their turn, they don't have the patience to wait, you know, sometimes, and they jump ship and go other places. Everybody has a right to do that, but, you know, I think – I have a little bit more respect for those guys who trust the process, trust the decision that they made, you know what I'm saying, and work hard to get where they want to be. So I'm looking for great things from both of those young men.
Fantastic, fantastic, man. This is it's been time well spent and great time, Coach.
I can listen to Marcus all day.
Yeah.
I liked it. Except for going to Auburn. You know, I went to Alabama. So
yeah, that's
except,
the thing.
Except the Auburn thing. Other than
oh,
that.
What? Hold on. Back up. What? Hold on.
No, look, I respect.
We ain't got no roll title.
Well, here's what happened, Marcus. We took it on the chin. I was with them way, but you know, before your day, during your day. I've been around a lot of losses to Auburn, so I'm all about it. You know, I respected those Auburn teams. Some of the best teams to come out of college football, Marcus played on.
Yeah.
I can say
yeah.
Well, y'all got that hit stick right now, so I can't, you know, I can't. I'm not even gonna act like I know football now. I ain't gonna claim what I can't claim now. Right now, y'all up there, y'all on top of the mountain.
Yep. They're doing great things, but we appreciate you spending some time
with
us on this Friday night. Always great to hear from you. And great to keep up with the things you're doing. I know you've been doing some of what we're doing right here. You've been doing some broadcasts too, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, you got to stay in it. When you love football, you don't really get away from it. And I can sit around and talk about football all day. So it just makes sense for me to go and put it on the microphone one time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Fantastic. Marcus, thanks so much for the time. Always great catching up with you. And hope to catch up with you next time you get to come home.
Hey, man, definitely. You guys keep on doing a great job, man. I love you guys' show. And, man, y'all keep on doing your thing.
Thanks, Marcus.
All right. That is Marcus McNeil.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.